Tyree Jackson hands it to Johnson, starts to the left, cuts up field, still going at the 30, at the 20, all aboard the J train. The next stop is the end zone. 282 yards rushing, a new UB school record for Jordan Johnson.
Who's your daddy, Akron? It's the J train. Folks, we are live here at Diane for episode 52, and the Wrecking Crew is all here. Tonight in studio, we have myself, Degenerate Al, along with Luscious Lou, Topher, and producer Burrs. Tonight's show sponsor, Rock Bottom. Why? Why not? Let's go. So tonight, joining the Wrecking Crew, we have Sweet Home and UB alum and recently signed by the Buffalo Bills running back Jordan Johnson. Jordan, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. How's it going?
Awesome, man. We are doing great here at the studio. First off, we wanted to ask you, how does it feel being a pro?
You know, I still got a ways to go in next week, but as of right now, you know, I just feel blessed to have this opportunity to come in and be able to represent my city, my family, and
so walk us through the signing process, Jordan. How did the Bills get a hold of you initially, and what ultimately led to your decision to stay local over going to another NFL team? Is it as simple as, you know, staying close to home and the family, or were there other factors that went into that?
I mean, you grow up from Buffalo, grow up a Bills fan, you know, your heart's always in Buffalo. So, you know, when you get that call, you know, it's a no-brainer.
Absolutely, man. So obviously you know the area well. You're a local kid. What are your early thoughts on the Bills organization? Have you gotten the chance to meet any of the other players or staff?
No, not yet. You know, I get in, like I said, I'll get in next week and go through that. I mean, I met the running backs coach, good guy. You know, the head coach seems like a great guy. I haven't met him personally yet, but, you know, I'm sure the track records speak for themselves. You know, I'm sure they want to come in and win football games and get things turned around in Buffalo.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And Jordan, a lot of people call UB Running Back University. I mean, you got players like Brandon Thermalis, Devin Campbell, and then you got James Starks and Brandon Oliver. How does it feel to follow in those guys' footsteps?
It's a blessing, you know, just see guys like Starks and Oliver, you know, play on Sundays, coming from the same university. You know, I'm the next guy in line, and then they got young running backs in there who all have potential to play at the next level as well.
Jordan, Luscious Lou here. I want to say first and foremost, congrats. But I want to ask you a little bit about, you know, what style of play you like to model your game after. Is there any particular players in the league, anybody that maybe you've worked with in the past that you try to model your game after?
Honestly, I watch film on all running backs. I mean, from Le'Veon Bell, Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch, Sean McCoy, to old school running backs like Curtis Martin, Fred Taylor, Barry Sanders, Walter Payton. You know, I just try to, Eddie George, I just try to learn as much as I can about the game. The game is always evolving and changing. You know, everybody has their own style and everybody's different. You know, I actually get the opportunity to learn from one of the best backs in the league, Sean McCoy, and I'm just looking to go in there and learn as much as I can.
Yeah, you know, definitely dropped some good names there. It sounds like you are a student of the game, so that's really good to hear for us fans up here in Buffalo. That's actually a perfect transition to my next question for you. I wanted to ask you about thoughts on, you know, working with a guy like LeSean McCoy. You know, he's proven it year in, year out that he's a great player. So, you know, what's the excitement level there for you?
I'm very excited, man. I just want to come in and get, like I said, get as much knowledge as I can, you know, and just I get to watch front and center, one of the best running backs in the league, go to work each and every day.
Absolutely, that's great. And you know, one of the things that we're talking about here over the last few weeks is, you know, the loss of a guy, touchdown Mike Gillisley. So there's a void there for that backup running back spot. Have you been any thought to, you know, what maybe you can do to shine in training camp, see if that can be your spot going forward?
you know, I'm like I'm always gonna do. I'm approach it like I always have. I'm gonna come in and give 110% each and every day. You know, whether as a backup running back or as a, or special teams. You know, I just want to come in and contribute in any way that I can and just help the team win football games.
So Jordan, you're joining a brotherhood of UB alumni. In the NFL, you can go back to Khalil Mack, Brandon Oliver, back to guys like James Starks and Naaman Roosevelt. Have you been in contact with any of those guys since they became pros in the NFL in the last few years?
Yeah, you know, UB, everybody's all cool with each other. Everybody supports everything. Zach Smith was on the field with Naaman a few weeks ago running routes. I talk to Bo regularly there and there. You know, he's busy and stuff like that. So, I mean, we all chit-chat from time to time.
Awesome, man. That's awesome. So, Jordan, let's talk about your time at Sweet Home. And I don't think a lot of people know this about you. I mean, you were a Class A State Player of the Year as both a junior and a senior, first team all West New York, 33-2 with three Class A titles, and you were a quarterback and also a two-way player with three interceptions at defensive back, which is pretty damn impressive. So, how was your time playing football at Sweet Home?
It was good, man. You know, I got the chance to win a state championship. You know, I went 33-2 as a quarterback. You know, I was able to learn from John Fowler. You know, we had some great teammates there when I was there. You know, so, I mean, it was good. You know, that allowed me to grow as a player, just knowing what it takes to win each and every day. And then it just was good. You know, Sweet Home back then was the powerhouse, so.
Definitely. So, let's see here. I mean, when it comes to John Fowler, I heard he was the kind of guy that made you guys do a ton of suicide sprints. Is that true?
It is true, you know, because we ran a no-huddle sprint offense. You got to be in shape for that.
So I heard now you weren't able to play for, I guess there's a new field at Sweet Home, and you obviously were playing obviously yeah. Saturday during the day, so it would have been pretty cool if you were able to play Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I wasn't able to play on that stadium, but it's
all right. Now, Coach Lowe, what's the craziest thing you've seen this guy do? I've heard he's pretty insane.
Probably when I worked out, in the summer when we, training for camp and stuff like that, you know, but or the conditioning. He's actually the one that's real big on condition. I've seen him run 2.5 miles one day to let us know that we can't get a ride to school, we can always run.
That's awesome. You know, I want to kind of make the jump into, discussing a little bit more about your time at UB. So you were a quarterback, defensive back in high school. How did the transition to running back go? Was that something that was, you know, you wanted to do, or is that something that, you know, the coaches approached you with? How did that go down?
The coaches approached me, you know, gave me options and positions. And from there, you know, I was coached by Coach Simon. You know, he coached with Amy and Thomason, Jamal Lewis, Doak Walker Award winners at Washington. So he had a good track record. And then, you know, Kevin Stark was already in the league, and Bo Oliver was on his way to the league. So, you know, I think I made the right decision at playing running back. Worked out.
Yeah, it seems to be working out for you. That's great, and it's clear based on the stuff we were looking up and making sure we had for you that you were able to run the football a little bit over 1,000 yards rushing in your career down there at Sweet Home. So that's great. Couple other UB questions for you. So UB has had a history over the last few years of having some pretty cool uniforms. Did you have a favorite?
White helmets with the gray comb with the white pants.
Yeah.
Those ones were fresh.
Yeah, we like those ones over here, too. And then just kind of an open-ended question for you. You can take it however you want. What was your favorite moment during your time at UB?
Probably the time in the locker room with the guys. You know, those moments you can't get back. You know, you just can remember them. So probably would be those right there.
That's awesome. And Jordan Johnson, now it is time for the lightning round. Typically, it's with Maniac. He could not join us tonight, but Topher, fire away.
All right, Jordan, are you ready? It's going to be quick.
Yes, sir.
All right. First question. We started with everyone. Best wings in Buffalo?
Elmo's.
Wow, that's a common choice.
That's
a common
answer. UB football players, any UB athlete, Elmo's.
Elmo's. Yep. All right, who's winning in a fight? Is it Victor E. Bull, the UB mascot, or Billy Buffalo, the Bills mascot?
Might be be a draw.
A draw. All right, good answer, good answer. All right, what are you wearing on the field? Is it Nike, Adidas, or Under Armour?
Right now I'm liking Under Armour.
All right. They're making a little comeback with the other two powerhouses. All right, better JJ. Is it you or JJ Watt?
JJ Watt.
Oh, man. You're a little too humble there. All right, do you shave before? Do you shave before or after the shower?
Before.
Before. Good answer.
Great answer.
Another great answer.
What's your favorite Buffalo bar?
I actually don't drink or go out like that, so.
All right, he's focused on the game. That's we awesome. Like it.
That's great. Sounds like it's the bar on the bench press. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. When you were at Sweet Home, who is your biggest rival?
Aquinas, by far.
By far. All right.
All right, Jordan Johnson, your final question tonight. Does this train ever stop?
No, sir.
It never stops. Jordan Johnson, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Congratulations on signing with the Buffalo Bills, and have a great year.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for joining us, man.
Thanks, Jordan.
Good night now.
Good night.
Gives us the good night after the good night now.
I just want to point out that our buddy was calling during that interview, almost interrupted.
That was Trill.
Trill was
train wreck. Trill, what was he doing, dude?
He must be at some sort of football stadium or something, looking for a live report.
Do we call him and get him live on the air?
I was just gonna say, do we call him real quick?
Honestly, you know what I think it is. I think he's probably in a bar with Tim Murray and Doug Whaley, and he has some inside info about what they're actually talking about.
You know what? That might be. Trill, you are live right now during a Trainwreck Sports episode. Are you at a bar right now with Doug Whaley and Tim Murray?
How the hell did you guys know?
I don't know. You were blowing up Al's phone mid-interview. We knew something was up.
Well, you know, Tim Murray is ordering his apple martini, and Doug Whaley's there slugging fireball shots. So I thought I'd be, you know, live on the scene first to report for you guys.
I mean, you saw Doug in that last picture. Looked like he just took a hit of something. Is he all right?
He's kind of talking to the waitress, and it looks like he's working a good game here. But in the end, I think she's probably going to let him off right after she gives him his number or something like that. You know, build it up and then let him go real quick, right? You think it's not going to happen?
What's the mood looking like? Are they depressed to be out of jobs, or are they all smiles because they're, you know, they don't have to work for that guy, Terrence Pegula, anymore?
Well, they both said they're going to split the tab for the bar. I mean, they're getting paid for free for the next, 8 years combined, so they're millionaires. I think they could care less.
That's it. Where are you right now?
Oh, we're up in Canada in Ottawa with Tim Murray. Doug Whaley's up here because I think he's going to take over the Canadian football team. Who knows?
Doug,
these guys don't give a shit. They just got a ton
football.
Of money from Finger Phone Terry.
The Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
The Toronto Argonauts.
You heard it here first.
So, Trill, before I let you go, does this train ever stop?
This train ain't ever stopping.
Beautiful. All right, Trill. We'll catch you real soon. Thanks for the breaking news update. Good night now.
I knew something was up. I knew it was up.
He never calls us mid-episode like that.
So you knew.
And he called multiple times. You ignored him.
Something was up.
The listeners will hear that.
I couldn't hear half of Jordan's answers because I was just beep, 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 beep. True.
But Jordan Johnson, what a guy.
Classy guy.
Sweet Home stays local to UB, has offers from other teams in the NFL, and he wants to do it big in Buffalo. What do you say the first thing?
Bringing it back to
he
Buffalo.
He wants to turn it around.
He wants to wants to win football games. So
I think there's a chance he makes the roster.
Well, I'm looking at the running backs. They're going to keep two fullbacks, but none of those guys are going to be able to have
Chady and Jonathan Williams right now?
Chady and Jonathan Williams. Do we draft any running backs? I don't. Nothing comes to mind.
And look, UB had a rough year, but it's, you know, the guy's obviously extremely talented and
extremely talented.
Happy to see a good guy like that, you know, getting his shot. So
yeah, it's you know, it's good to see Jordan Johnson get signed. You guys heard the clip. He set the single game rushing record for UB.
A monster game. He is Akron's daddy.
We are all aboard the J train. So it's Wednesday night, almost 10:30. Plans this weekend, Luscious Lou, I know you got some.
Plans this weekend, I am...
Blackout for Bison's Friday, I know you're not going there.
Yeah, I can't make it there. Yeah, I know Topher's going, I know Al's going. Producer Burrs, you heading that up too?
No.
You crossing transit? Yeah.
Producer Burrs' birthday Saturday.
Producer Burrs' birthday Saturday, we're doing some bowling. I got the Night Nation run downtown at Canal Side on Saturday night. And then Sunday is going to be a hardcore recovery day.
And Willie Connor's birthday,
yep.
Former UB basketball player, running out the entire place downtown venue, both two floors, and he's got bottle service on the stage. So it's going to be an awesome weekend. Everyone, continue to raise your Goose Bombers. Good night now.